Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by South Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
While COVID-19 is wreaking its havoc across the world, including the sporting world, it shut all activities down. But it doesn't stop us here on Growing the Game with Ballsy from talking to the characters that make the game go round. And you're going to hear an interview I recently did with Mark Mueller, who was promoted to quarterbacks coach with the Calgary Stampeders.
Hey, how you doing, Ballsy? Good to see you. Or good to hear from you.
So, Mark, how does it feel to be how does it feel to be a quarterbacks coach, a position you're really comfortable with?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to coach quarterbacks since I coached at the U of R 1 year in 2013. And, you know, I got to coach linebackers for a year and, you know, the past five with the running backs. So it's been lots of fun. But, I've always wanted to get back to the quarterback position. I think it's, you know, it's one of the more important positions to coach. And I'm glad that, you know, the Stampeders and Bo have trusted me to step into that role.
Being a running backs coach and a linebackers coach, does that make you a better quarterbacks coach?
I think so, yeah. And I've always said that coaching that 1 year on defense, you know, I wouldn't have been able to acclimate to the CFL defenses as fast as I did, or, you know, as good as I have done with that. That was invaluable. I don't think I could have went straight from quarterback coach with the Rams. You know, it would have taken longer to get to the step that, you know, I am at now. And running backs, you got to know everything. You can't just know a certain part of the game. You have to listen to the whole play call. You got to understand defenses, rotation, pressures, blitzes, you know, where to go. And then you have to understand the run and the pass game. So I've been very fortunate that I've been on this path, and I'm thankful to Huff and Dave for keeping me on it.
Mark Mueller joining us here, the quarterback's coach for the Calgary Stampeders, former University of Regina Ram quarterback, and, of course, good guy here, Sheldon Williams, Spartan player, local football legend. Is this something that was always going to happen to you? Like, did you always want to be a coach? It's kind of hard to get away from football. Your dad's a football nut, does a lot of TSN work. I know he coached with the Rams and coached up in minor football. Larry, great guy. Your grandfather's Ron Lancaster, he sees some nice pictures on Facebook with you and his statue in front of the stadium. Is this something that was destined for you, Mark Mueller, do you believe?
Yeah, I think so. It's something I've always wanted to be a part of. My plan from when I played with the U of R was to play as long as people would let me play and put pads on, and then I would try to coach. And I was very fortunate that Frank and Bernie let me coach in 13, and then I got a phone call from Rich Stubler in 2014 while I was working at Molson. So it's always something I wanted to be a part of, and you know, I've been fortunate enough that I've been in one place for now I think it's my seventh season, which is a really long time in professional sports and professional football, especially the CFL, when you look at even all the movement we've had in the last 12 or 13 months. So everything has been very fortunate for me, and just hope to stay in the league as long as I can and have fun and stay in Calgary. You know, we get great direction, obviously. I get great guys to bounce ideas off with, not only Dave and Huff, but now George Cortez will be in the room as well, and Pat DeMonaco, our coordinator. So whoever's there, I'm hope they're ready to work and they're ready to play Stampeder football.
That's huge. I don't think that guy gets enough credit, George Cortez. He helped Darian Durant to an epic 2013 playoff run and season here. He's worked with so many good ones, Garcia, Flutie, all those guys. To me, it was a shame he wasn't in the league the last little bit. It's great that he's back in the league. How excited are you to work with a superior football mind like George Cortez, along with Dave Dickinson and all that?
Well, selfishly, I'm really excited personally. You know, I get to be around and bounce ideas, or have someone, you know, in the same room listening to ideas and giving ideas that's coached Aaron Rodgers and, like you said, all those great CFL players. You know, he's coached every single position on every side of the ball in the CFL. He's been a head coach. He's been a quarterback coach, coordinator in the NFL and the NCAA. So I'm really excited. I get along well with George. I've known him from my time as a kid, you know, when he was in Regina. He took me and former Ram alumni Jason Price to the sock facility, and we threw together. You know, my grandpa set that up. So I've known him since I was about 17. And, I'm really excited to get to work alongside George instead of just, you know, admiring from afar.
Yeah, Mark Mueller joining us here. What do you need to do? What do you need to do better to evolve as a coach? Because if you're not trying to get better or standing still, you're regressing, right? You're not doing yourself any favors in the position or in the profession, pardon me. Mark, what do you got to do better? What have you self-analyzed you need to do better as a coach going into this season?
Well, I think you got to, like you said, you got to keep evolving. You got to keep evolving with what the other side of the ball is doing as well as your own. You can't always just be focused on cool schemes or things that look cool on your side of the ball. You got to, if you don't understand why teams are doing that or why, you know, teams are doing it to other teams, then you don't really understand really what's going on. And, you know, we watch, you know, we're getting organized as a staff. You know, there's going to be, you know, there's lots of new pieces. Everyone's in a really a new position. Pat's the offensive coordinator at Monaco, but he's also the O-line coach. So I get to share an office with him, and, we're getting organized and getting ready for the season. And there's always something new in the CFL with what's going on. So we got two drafts to get ready for. We got the global draft in April as well, or May. I think it's in April because that's when the Canadian draft is. So just keep evolving and keep getting better. You know, I think with the new challenge at quarterback, it's change, but it's good change. And it keeps me on my toes. And I hope that, I continue to learn every single day. There's not always a right way, and there's a thousand ways to do, every single thing. So there's always good concepts out there, but I have to understand, and I think I've, being here for 6 years, that, sometimes the best answer might just be down the hall. We got a guy like John Huffnagel, who's, again, coached at every level, offensive coordinator, head coach in the CFL, and offensive coordinator in the NFL, that's coached great players and had great successes, well as Dave, who's played and coached at every level. So I think it's, a wealth of knowledge, and it's, I'm very fortunate to be where I am.
I was intrigued and a little shocked that Ryan Dinwiddie was hired as head coach of the Toronto Argonauts. I feel from the outside it was too much too fast. I don't know about that hire, but you would know better than me. So let's, I'm not expecting you to throw your former buddy under the bus. So I'm going to phrase it this way. Tell me why Ryan Dinwiddie is a good hire in Toronto.
Well, I think he'll be great. I've shared an office with him for 4 years. I've spent more time with him than, our children or our significant others, our wives. So I'm cheering hard for Ryan. I think he'll do great. He's very smart. He'll be very structured, and he'll work hard. And he's a sharp mind. He understands Canadian defenses. He understands Canadian offenses and the why of why you're doing things, not just the what. So I think he surrounded himself with good veteran coaches as well. So he's going to continue to search for the why and the how, and he'll do a great job. And other than the two times we play him, I'm happy he's in the East because I can cheer for him for the other 16 games of the year.
I want you to spit this straight because you're always a straight shooter like your dad. So I want you to answer this honestly, okay? I've always been an advocate of the Canadian quarterback. All right, not a big fan of this global expansion. It looks like at the expense of a quarterback on the roster. But I want to go down this path. Andrew Buckley, you were with him for a couple of years. He obviously quit to go make more money as a doctor or dentist or whatever it was. Doctor, I guess it is. But through your eyes, did Andrew Buckley, did he have a legitimate shot, talent-wise, to be a starting quarterback in the Canadian Football League? Because we've been looking for years for the next Russ Jackson.
Well, first off, the comparison to my old man is a shot. But other than that, I was around Andrew. I was there when he was with the Dinos. I was with the Rams, and he was obviously a great player there. But Andrew, obviously, yeah, he wouldn't have been with us as our number two if we didn't believe in him. And he had all the tools. He could make all the throws. Obviously, he's very bright. The guy's in medicine. He'll be a doctor in like 2 or 3 years or whatever that time frame is. And he just kept giving you reasons to keep him. He was such a great athlete that he was our best short yardage guy. And then once you – it's just like any position player who finds a way to stay on the team playing special teams. Just keep having bullets in your gun for reasons to stick around. And Andrew took advantage of every opportunity. And I think if he was still here, in the CFL, I think he'd have a great opportunity to have continued to get better as a quarterback. And, there's lots of good young Canadian quarterbacks out there, whether it's O'Connor in Toronto, who I think, he got to play this year and showed well. And then you got O'Rourke from Ohio. Playing Division One, and then coming out this year, and Sinegra in Calgary is a guy that just won the Hec Crichton as well. So I think the future is bright, and I think that that position just continues to evolve and get better.
Yeah, see, and that's what I have often wondered, especially now with the fact that we're cutting you don't have to, but it looks like we're cutting a quarterback off the roster. Is there a legitimate shot for a Canadian to follow that dream at the most important position in football and kind of be that Russ Jackson. Because, you know, you look at Mike O'Connor, he came out with lots of credentials. Vanier Cup winner, had a cup of coffee in Penn State, which he's still living off of. But he didn't really, he got a little bit of a shot in Montreal. But I'm talking a legitimate shot. Like, do you think there will ever be a time when we see a guy with a legitimate chance to be a star player in the CFL? Because I really think this is where this game needs to go. If we're going to grow this game in Canada, we need to cultivate local stars, not just for the sake of it, not just to give them a token spot on the roster, but cultivate local stars, because those are the people that are going to buy tickets and dream about being the guy running out of the tunnel at McMahon Stadium or Mosaic Stadium.
Well, yeah, I think that with the position getting better, and you know that if you're good enough, you'll play. That's one of the things that I really appreciated when I was coming out, is that it was not so much the Canadian-American thing when I came out. It was just the position. Now, you know, it counts if you're on the field. It counts as one of the Canadians. So I think that, you know, might be some added incentives. But the guys that are out there that are coming out of college now are, if they're good enough, they'll get a good chance. And I think that that's great for Canadian football and for Canadian quarterbacks at any position.
Okay, Mark, before we let you go, Super Bowl. I won't talk to you before the Super Bowl on the air anyway. Mark, who do you got, the San Francisco 49ers or the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I'd love to go with the big run-and-gun Kansas City Chiefs, because they throw the ball all the time, which is I love. But I really think that the front, the defensive end and the pass rush, those guys for San Fran can get after Mahomes, and they're one of the few teams that can actually run with them. So when he's trying to run around and create plays, I think San Fran will win a close one, but by getting after the quarterback and protecting the football.
All right. Thanks for this, Mark. We appreciate it. Congratulations on your promotion, and we look forward to your continued success in Calgary, except for when you play the Riders.
Hey, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.